Good evening, everyone. Today we'll take up this email that I received, and I will paraphrase it because the person's English is not the best. He is French and has tried to communicate in broken English, but I've understood the gist of what he is asking. So what he says is that every time he meets or encounters a spiritual teacher, he experiences the peace of mind state. And he says, I don't understand what is happening, but it seems with every teacher I meet, I get his enlightenment free sample. These are the words he has used also. And I don't know if all the other people feel the same way when they meet such teachers. You see, it's quite remarkable in one sense, because the criteria, when Ramana Maharshi was asked, how do I know a sage is a sage? Maharshi replied saying, by the degree of peace that you feel in his presence and the sense of respect that you have for him. And Rameshji would echo the same sentiments. So in this case, what we see is that this person is experiencing, as he says, the peace of mind state with everyone he meets, every spiritual teacher he meets, that is. So one is, he is fortunate to come across so many teachers who exude peace. Or it could also be a form of projection, unconscious projection, that when I am in the company of spiritual teachers, peace is what I feel, which of course one will never know, it is all conjecture. But you see, the point here is, I experience the peace of mind state. This statement needs to be looked at, because what happens in the presence of an enlightened master is that the thinking mind stops and you have no control over that. And that stopping of the thinking mind is the peace. And the point is, you cannot experience the peace of mind state. That's a bird chirping, a parrot in fact. The point is, you cannot experience the peace of mind state, because the peace of mind is there because of the absence of that you. That you is the ego, the thinking mind. Its absence is peace of mind. So this is quite important, because there's much confusion on this. I experience the peace of mind state. Now, let's say in this case, the person is fortunate to have met many masters, and with all of them, this peace of mind has happened for him. The main point is, what happens when you are not with them? Is your mind at peace when you are not with them? That point has not been addressed in this mail. That is what I would have liked to know. Now, the other aspect, which is not addressed perhaps because the thought did not arise on this person's behalf, is, if I am looking for one teacher or one master and I feel this peace of mind state with all of them, how do I choose that one? Now, either you are not looking for one master, which is fine, so you get this peace of mind state from everyone and you are happy with that. Or you look for that one master where you notice, not only by listening to him, but by absorbing his or her teaching, you find that your daily living has become more peaceful, whether you are with him or not. That becomes the criteria, because after all, we do not want peace of mind only when we are sitting with enlightened people. We are talking of peace of mind in one's life. So which master, which teaching is delivering that? That is important. Now, you could say they all are delivering it. I am experiencing peace of mind thanks to all these masters and their teachings. Okay? But that has not been said, because what has been said is when I meet them. Nothing has been said about when I am not with them. So a lot of, it's a very good email, because we can really explore it across so many dimensions, but invariably one will find that there is one master or one teaching that has impacted a person most. I too went through this, I would not say confusion, though it is a sense of confusion. I benefited from many teachers. I met many along the way. Primarily, Eckhart Tolle was a big influence on me. His teachings would turn out to be for me a catalyst on my journey. But I did find that when it came to living the teaching, breathing the teaching in and out, that was Rameshji's teaching. So by no means can I discount Eckhart Tolle's teaching in my life and the direct impact it has had. But that one person, that one being who resonated most with me, took on the role of the guru, as far as I was concerned. So this has to be kept in mind. And now this three-line email ends on a most beautiful line. It says, "The greatest experience I had is love with Ramesh's presence." Now, this love, you see, Rameshji was not someone exuding love. He was not someone who would hug his disciples, far from it. None of that sort. You could not lean on him. Yet, this person experienced love. And he said, "The greatest experience I had is love." This love is total and unconditional acceptance, which he felt in Rameshji's presence. Totally accepted the way God created me. And this is what I have referred to in the past when I said when people came into that living room, they sensed this. They sensed a belonging. They sensed a big comfort level there, like they were home, because they were embraced, not physically, but they were embraced by Rameshji for who they were as they were created. And they felt that. And that felt like love, unconditional love, you see. So that note on which this has ended is most beautiful, because here, now there is a distinction between all the teachers I meet. I get this free sample of enlightenment and the peace of mind state. And now the line is, "The greatest experience I had is love with Ramesh's presence." So one needs to reflect that where do I feel love the most, and not the dualistic love. This all-encompassing love, a total acceptance of me for the way I am, as God created me, is a fantastic pointer. And the quotation I repeat very often is when Rameshji, towards the end of his life, when he was asked what is the definition of love, he replied that love is the absence of separation and separation is the absence of love. So when that sense of separation is not felt between the master and the disciple, by the disciple of course, that is love. Thank you. Have a good evening.